This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Air raid sirens sounded in Kuwait City today, hours after U.S. planes sent bombs and cruise missiles into Baghdad. The U.S. military said there had been a missile attack from Iraq, but that the missiles were downed by Patriot batteries. NPR's Eric Westerveld is with the 3rd Infantry Division in northern Kuwait. Eric, what more do you have on these attacks?
Sorry, Bob, I can confirm from the U.S. military that there were Scud missile attacks toward Kuwait City, and Patriot missile batteries, according to the military, successfully shot them down. I can also tell you that here with the 2nd Brigade along the Kuwait-Iraq border in northern Kuwait, we all just had to go into MOP 4, which is full Cambio gear. So everyone in this brigade just got on all their Cambio gear, and just a few minutes ago we were given the word to stand down back to level zero, but certainly moment of tension here is everyone had to get on their full chemical, biological protective gear and potentially get ready to roll out.
So you're in two situations. You're having to protect yourselves against incoming missiles from Iraq and then prepare for an invasion of, you know, going out.
That's correct. Troops are on high alert if they do get the word to go into Iraq. But then also, of course, there was concern that if any of those Scuds had had chemical or biological weapons, that we might be in the drift zone. And there was concern, so they made everyone get into their MOP gear. We did hear some thuds, which Army folks here tell me were the Patriot missile batteries going off. There was some confusion after we heard those thuds. And then a few minutes later, everyone was told, gas, gas, gas. Get into your protective gear.
What about preparations for an invasion?
Well, the troops here are ready if they should get the call. This morning we had some cruise missiles fly over us, part of the initial strike, but that really is not the full force of the air campaign. That's just the initial prick. One commander here called it Operation Southern Watch on steroids, meaning the Southern No-Fly Zone enforcement patrols have been going on for 12 years. He called it an escalation of that, but not the start, really, the big start of any air campaign. It was perhaps targeted at certain leadership positions or certain key command and control positions, but not the start of any big air offensive.
You get any indication you're moving out today, or is it tomorrow, another day, later?
Well, they've asked me not to say, but I can tell you that we are allowed to say that there have been some holes all along the border cut on the Kuwaiti side in the large sand berm separating the two countries. There have been many cuts made already in there in case the orders come soon to roll north.
NPR's Eric Westerveld with the 3rd Infantry Division in northern Kuwait.